Hopefully we aren't recording over the episode.
Right. Okay, so...
Now we're good.
I'm using a safety razor. It's a Mercury safety razor, and it uses a double-edged blade, and it basically looks like the blade you use in a box knife or something. And it's... And I have... So that in itself, like, the technique takes a long time to get used to because you have to get it at just the right angle, and it'll cut your neck open if you do it wrong. It's very old school. It's very scary. It's also a lot of fun. It takes, like, half an hour to shave in the morning now, which is the worst.
Because you're doing tiny little wicks.
Well, you got to get it just right. Like, there's actually a chart of how to, which direction on which part of your face to shave, and you have to, like, follow that schematic.
Dude, I have noticed that because, like this side of my face, for whatever reason, like, I can't get it with the same razor strokes that I get with the rest of my, like, the rest of my face feels fine, but over here, like, I always have...
Well, let me walk you through it. Okay. You're going to really appreciate
it. Is it like the whorl on your hair? Like,
it's very much like it, yeah. Okay. So basically...
Is there a giant head whorl?
That's exactly what it is. It's a global whorl.
It's a face whorl.
It actually goes beyond your head. It's down... It's throughout your entire body. Right. So the first step is to run your fingers across your entire... No. So, okay. Okay, so here's the process.
You start at your belly button.
Yeah,
you start
out from...
So firstly, find which direction your facial hair goes. That's important. So for me, it's like it goes down from here down on my neck, like right at the chin neckline. It goes down. As soon as you go under the chin, it goes the opposite direction. So it's facing down, like here I'm going against the grain, but with the grain here, it changes.
Wow. You know,
but each face is different. So you got to find your own
sort of
directional
right now,
schematic.
Like,
so the
this
key
is the funniest thing to be sitting in the middle of.
So
like,
here's
two
what
men
you do.
Massaging their jowls.
So here's what you do. You start with, and I know this sounds crazy, man, but just try it or don't try it. But, you know, here's what I do. There's an oil that you lay down first. It's called pre-shave oil.
It's like foundation,
and you
for
just
makeup,
do a light coat of it.
Shaving.
It's like a mineral oil or something. I don't know what it is, but basically that takes away the friction of the razor against the skin. So you're still cutting the hair, but it's not getting caught up on the skin, which leads to cuts and irritation. And that's what
happens, like when I'm shaving in a hurry and I skip the shaving cream or whatever. And
totally.
And I'm just
well,
like,
dude, you gotta. If
you skip the
if
shaving
you're not
cream?
Even using shaving cream, then there's no.
You are a monster.
I've actually, for the past however long, I've been using Dr. Bronner's as shaving cream.
Oh, you can get a good lather
this is
on
a
that.
Terrible
I've,
idea.
I've had to do that before.
No. Okay, so
but he smells like an angel.
Start with the pre-shave oil, and then get a nice badger.
Smelled by an angel.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay,
let this one in.
And then you take a nice fine badger hair brush, and you use that, and you put your cream on that, and then you use that to sort of tease up your facial hair while you're applying the lather. So you actually lather it on your face with the brush. That's what
does
that's
this work
for
one day's growth? Like if you shave the previous day, you can still raise the hair
absolutely
with the badger
brush. What it does is it brings the hair out of the follicle. So it just lightly teases it. And then so you've got the oil and then you've got the you've
so
got
this
the
is
cream
like
down.
Foreplay for your neck.
Absolutely. It's shavegasmic.
I was about to say shavegasmic.
Right.
Something like that.
And then you shave once with the grain. Once with the grain, gently, and then relather, and then where necessary, shave either across or against the grain.
Across the grain.
Or against.
Against. Huh.
Yeah. So that's on the second shave. So I do that on my neck and under the chin because that's where it tends to be the stiffest.
Right. And as we can see, like, you don't have nicks and marks and rashes.
I don't. And I used to get very heavy irritation on my neck.
And that's because you've been using this oil.
The oil.
Do you have a strop for the razor?
No, so my straight razor, it actually takes the same blade. It takes a disposable blade, the same blade that my safety razor uses.
Dude.
So I have a safety razor where you can put that blade into.
Now check this out. I found one of these.
Oh, that's a knife. That's a box knife.
Are we talking about the same thing?
That's a box
for people
knife.
Who work in
that's,
the warehouse
that's for
and want to
boxes.
Be really
right,
cool
right.
about
but,
it.
But is this the same sort of cartridge that yours takes?
No, that wouldn't fit in mine, okay. but it's the same idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the old school, like, if you were to do a Google image search for razor blade,
cool.
It's what would come up. It's like the one with the little holes in the middle and it's got like jagged center kind of thing. And it's a double-sided razor blade. This is gold audio, by the way. You're going to... do this as an extra sode and you can sell it on iTunes. See, that's it right there.
Yeah.
This
one here. Yeah, $1. Yeah. Whoa, look at that.
How to shave.
Interesting. All right, well, I'm sure we've milked that for all the audio potential we possibly can. That'll